This week, the University of Michigan hired a new hockey coach. The man who just stepped down, Red Berenson, coached for 33 years. Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon says the new coach, Mel Pearson, isn't the biggest name, but he is the best fit.
This week, the University of Michigan did something it has not had to do in 33 years, hire a new hockey coach. The last time the job opened up was 1984. Athletic director Don Canham had heard that Red Berenson was on campus, moving his oldest son, Gordy, into his dorm room. Canham called Berenson to his office, offered him the job for the third time, and Berenson finally took it. If he hadn't, it's not clear who Canham could have hired next. After all, the guy Michigan just fired was a failed former high school hockey coach. Michigan was at the bottom of a glorified bus league with an empty building and not much to brag about. 6 years later, Berenson's teams started a streak of 23 straight NCAA tournaments, still a national record, and it's not even close. But when Berenson turned 70, 7 years ago, everybody started wondering when he would retire and who would follow him. Unlike 1984, Michigan can now offer one of the most appealing positions in all of hockey, pro or college. When former Red Wing coach Mike Babcock said Michigan would have been a dream job for him, he wasn't joking. If Berenson had stepped down 2 years ago when Babcock left the Red Wings, Babcock might very well be Michigan's coach. It's not clear if Michigan offered any NHL coaches the job this time around. It is clear they did not have to. They had four obvious candidates, current assistant coaches Billy Powers and Brian Wiseman, and Billy McCult, who's coaching junior hockey. All three played for Berenson. A fourth candidate, Mel Pearson, assisted Berenson for 23 years, but when Pearson turned down Miami of Ohio's offer to become their head coach in 1999, I thought Pearson was destined to become a lifetime assistant coach. 6 years later, he surprised me again when he accepted the top job at Michigan Tech, his alma mater. The Huskies had not made it to the NCAA tournament since 1981, when Pearson was a senior. Honestly, I thought Mel might have bitten off too much, but he got the Huskies back in the tournament two of the last 3 years. This man can coach. So, with all the suspense of the other shoe dropping, Michigan hired Mel Pearson this week. The current players, the former players, and almost all the fans are thrilled. But a few grumbled, because this is Michigan after all, that the Wolverines should have gotten a bigger name. Maybe. But that misses the point. College hockey ain't pro hockey. You can't just fire players you don't like. You're pretty much stuck with them for 4 years, and they're pretty much stuck with you. So coaches have got to get to know their players, understand them, and build relationships to get them to play their best. Another big difference, in pro sports, you can plug in a great coach in a great franchise like a toaster, and the toast will pop up right on time. But the best college programs have got actual cultures unique to their schools, so it's not as simple as plugging in a toaster. It's as complicated as performing a heart transplant. You've got to make sure your new leader has got the right blood type, the right sized heart, and everybody does everything they can to make sure the new organ is not rejected as a foreign body. If any of that goes wrong, things can turn ugly and fast. So when Michigan hired Mel Pearson, they got everything they needed and everything they wanted. A proven college head coach who knows Michigan and Michigan knows him. I suppose Michigan could have gotten a bigger name, but not a better fit. This is going to work.